We're in Siman Lamed Beis in Hilchas Tefillin. We are up to Sif Lamed Ches. We will be doing Sifim Lamed Ches as well as Lamed Tes. So let's begin. Yased Dalid Bate Me'or Echad L'Shel Rosh. You are to make four housings for the Tefillin Shel Rosh out of one hide, one piece of leather. Ubayis Echad L'Shel Yad, where there's only one housing for all of the Shel Yad, which means we will put each of the four parshias in the Shel Rosh in a separate compartment. In the Shel Yad, they're all in one compartment. But even the Shel Rosh must be made of one piece of leather. All four compartments out of one piece of leather. Now, certainly in the olden days, and even today, unless you're really spending money on it, actually getting one piece of leather to form four batim, four separate compartments, and everything else, and then the flap on the bottom, the titura, doing all of that out of one piece of leather is rather difficult. Therefore, what the Sofrim did was they either sewed them together or glued them together. As far as sewing together is concerned, the Magen Avraham says that that's good enough. But he does not see that gluing them is going to turn it into Or Echad, into one piece of hide. Whereas the Chai Adam is Mekel, the Bir Halacha brings others too that are Mekel, and therefore we are knowing that unless you're really willing to pay a lot for your tefillin, that you can take separate pieces of leather, glue them together. We say that Devik is a Chibur, that by gluing them together, you are creating a pair of tefillin, a Shel Yad or a Shel Rosh, out of one piece of leather. Now, the Mishnah Berurah raises something that is very problematic. The halacha is that you need four separate compartments. We are later going to see that the four compartments are going to have to be held together very, very tight in order not to ruin the ribua, the squareness of your tefillin. In order to do that, the batim machers, as he points out, will put glue inside them to hold them together. So the Mishnah Berurah leaves us with a real problem. What you're doing is self-contradictory. When it comes to the issue of Or Echad, are my tefillin made of one piece of leather or several ones? We answer, well, since they're glued together, we call it Or Echad. When it comes to the four batim, we ask ourselves, do you have four batim or do you have one? Oh, I have four. They're four separate ones, but they're held together by glue. If Devek Chibur will make your tefillin Or Echad, then why shouldn't Devek Chibur make your tefillin Bayis Echad instead of four batim? So he leaves us with that problem. He will later resolve it and tell us that at least make sure that they're not glued the whole way up. But if your tefillin are made of separate pieces of leather that were glued, there certainly you cannot have the four compartments glued together because you will be wearing a living contradiction. It is a stira minei obey. You can't call it Or Echad and four batim when both all the separate pieces of leather as well as the batim are all glued together. Now we go a little further. Sif Lamites, Hal Tfilin Bein Shel Rosh Bein Shel Yad Halacha LaMoshe MiSinai. The halacha is that the Tfilin, whether it's the Shel Yad or the Shel Rosh, there is a halacha LaMoshe MiSinai Sheyu Merubaos. They should be perfectly square. Bitforon, both in the way they're sewed. Uba'alach sonam, as well as the square of the tefillin themselves. Dahainu, shiyu ribuan mechuvan orko karachbo, that the length and the width of the tefillin should be perfectly aligned, perfectly the same. Kedei shiyalehem oso alachson shamru chazal, that you should have the diagonal where Chazal said, kol amsa bribua amsu trechum shabalachsona, where the diagonal of the square is perfectly 1 2/5 the side of the square. A diagonal is always 1 2/5 the size of the side of the square. That's only if it's a perfect square. Once it's not square, the diagonal will be totally different. So that you have to see to it that your tefillin are perfect square, so that the top of your tefillin must be perfectly square. The base of the tefillin has to be perfectly square. We'll see this. V'tzorech l'rabeya moko moshavam. You have to make sure that the base of your tefillin is perfectly square. V'gam habatim. Also, the batim have to be perfectly square. Now, he says perfectly square. He did not say that they have to be a cube. Hago, aval gova habatim ein lahakbir mu yosem erachban va'orkan. The length and width have to be equal. The height does not. Which means you're measuring the top. You are not measuring the sides because the sides are not square. The tefillin can be as high as you want them to be. Also merubos v'achar zman niskalkel. You made them square and afterwards it got ruined. Yeshmi sha'omer shetzarach l'ravon. The Mishnah Berurah says this is not yeshmi sha'omer. Everybody holds this way, that you've got to go and repair them. In other words, the halachi is they must be perfectly square, not only when you make them, not only when you buy them, but every single day and while you're wearing them. And if it gets ruined, you'll have to repair it. But you do not have to assume that the ribua is no longer there. Every day when you put them on, it has a chazaka. It is only if you notice that something happened, be it that they chipped, or that the four batim came apart, or altogether the tefillin got warped in a way that would ruin the ribua, you must have them repaired. Then the Rama says, Hagav yase kol adalet batim b'shova shlo yechad gadol mechavero. The four batim should be equal. It means, of course, each of them is not a square, but each of them should be equal. You should not have one that is wider than the next one. This is l'chatchila. The din of ribua on the tefillin is ma'akev. The din of the four batim being equal is not ma'akev. That is only a l'chatchila. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out that ribua is a halach in the tefillin themselves. So that what some batim machers were doing was making tefillin that was not square, and then covering it with some layer of glue or some other material and squaring that off. That would not help. You need for the tefillin themselves to be square, not covering them with something else. How much can tefillin chip and still be called square? So the Bir HaLoch is mistopic. He says it's clear that we are not talking about a mashuhu, a slight amount. It must be something significant. Exactly what that significant amount is, though, he cannot define. Therefore, if it got a chip, if it is not something significant, it doesn't have to be repaired. If it is something that where, you know, without calipers, you won't see anything, then you don't have to repair it. However, if it is something visible, you should have it repaired because we do not know exactly what the shear is.